Last night, the Boulder City Council gave initial approval to place two measures on the November ballot. The first is an agreement with Xcel Energy that will end a decade of effort by city leaders to form a municipally managed and community-owned electric utility. A virtual public hearing on the Xcel measure is scheduled for August 18th. The council moved a second citizen-initiated measure to the ballot that would provide legal representation for tenants facing eviction. But a third measure, the measure most callers to the meeting championed, was not addressed. The group Bedrooms Are for People sued the city on Monday after a majority of council members declined to refer the measure to the ballot, despite the city providing inaccurate information on when signatures were due and how many signatures were necessary. Anna Seeger said the measure had strong community support.
Volunteers collected and submitted over 7,764 signatures for this ballot proposal. However, council members have bent over backwards to stifle democracy because they personally don't like the initiative. Council willfully sent volunteers out to collect signatures in a pandemic, gave volunteers false information, and when these mistakes were made public, council's response was to double down and choose to proceed with a lawsuit rather than exercise council's existing powers to put this initiative directly on the ballot. The city should not waste money on this lawsuit to defend false pride.
The lawsuit asks the courts to compel city officials to certify the petition, give it a title, and direct it to be placed on the ballot. If voters approve the measure, it would reform Boulder's strict housing occupancy rule that only allows three unrelated people to live together. Also last night, the council was informed of the Boulder Valley School District's change in plans for the opening of the school year. Now classes will be 100% online for the first month of the fall semester. Boulder Valley's announcement came just hours after the St. Vrain Valley District said it will conduct classes fully online until at least the end of September. We'll have more coming up on the Boulder City Council meeting after headlines. Aurora's new police chief says the culture at the embattled department has been reset, but acknowledges that both she and her officers face an uphill battle to regain community trust. The Denver Post reports that on Monday, Vanessa Wilson took the chief position of a department that is facing calls for immediate changes to policing, as well as demands to defund the department. The Aurora police have been involved in a series of incidents that have brought national criticism since the death of Elijah McClain, who was detained by police and injected with ketamine by first responders about a year ago. Other incidents in Aurora include an officer who kept his job and was not criminally charged even though he passed out drunk in his police car. Another officer was convicted of stealing from a nonprofit. Later, officers forcefully dispersed a largely peaceful crowd at a vigil for McClain, and there's been a scandal in which officers posed for smiling selfies at the site of McClain's arrest. Then, this weekend, an innocent black family was pulled over as they were driving to get their fingernails done. Children were handcuffed, held at gunpoint, and made to lie on the ground when officers mistook a license plate on the car for that of a stolen motorcycle. New Police Chief Williams has apologized to Brittany Gilliam, the mother and driver of the car who was handcuffed in the back of a cruiser while her children were ordered to lie on the ground and crying. Gilliam said she has no interest in hearing Aurora's explanations or apologies. She said that if it had been a white family, it never would have happened. The new chief said that the bottom line was that the situation was done wrong. Williams said she recognized the officers' actions were traumatic to the children. However, the officers involved are not on administrative leave and continue to work their assignments while an internal investigation continues. Yesterday, the University of Colorado Board of Regents and other system leaders discussed diversity, equity, and inclusion for nearly 2 hours during a virtual meeting. But the event did not impress some students who watched and raised concerns about whether the leaders are interested in talk or action. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that President Mark Kennedy told the virtual meeting that there was leadership from the top on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Holly Olivares, a graduate student and organizer of the Diversity See You Now campaign, wrote in an email that she was frustrated by the administrator's prepared statements about how much progress is being made when no one she knows has been contacted to participate in those efforts. Another graduate student said that the few action items Kennedy mentioned have yet to show any real changes in the lives and trauma to Black, Indigenous, or students of color on campus. A proposal in Denver to raise the sales tax to create a fund to address homelessness is a step closer to landing on the November ballot. The City Council's Finance and Governance Committee forwarded a proposal by at-large member Robin Kanich to the full council. The Denverite reports that it will be presented to voters in November if council approves. The tax increase would fund programs to get people out of homelessness and would raise an estimated $40 million a year. John Parvinsky, the president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, said the proposed tax is not an act of charity, but an act of justice. He said Black Americans and other minorities are disproportionately affected by homelessness as a result of historic and continuing discrimination.